Hello.
Hey, is Harry in?
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, Harry, it's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Yeah, Jeremiah.
How's everything going?
Everything is good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Part of the underwriting team here, and I just wanted to see if you had a few minutes to kind of go over your file.
Okay.
Okay, good. So, do you got a few minutes?
I have a few minutes.
Okay. So, from what I understand, what was the specific amount you were looking for?
Well, like most business people who've been around for business a long time, I need any amount of money to buy inventory. I'm
Okay.
always looking for funds. So a specific amount, I mean, I could go up to any amount. That doesn't matter. What am
Approved for,
I
right?
worth? Yeah, what am
Sure.
I, I might ask for a $250,000.
Okay.
That's not going to be feasible. I know with my turnover and banking and everything, I mean, I'm saying $250,000 because when Citibank was giving out loans in 2006, I went into the bank once and they said, "Why don't you take a loan?" And I said, "How much?" He says, "They said take what you want, So I said, "I just let it out, $250,000," and they gave me the loan there and then on the spot. Like they said, "Okay, you have the limit; you can draw from it anytime." So it
That's
was crazy in
crazy.
those days. Everybody was getting it.
Yeah.
And then in 2009, they yanked it from me, because
Yeah.
they said we've tightened our requirements and I had to pay them back. So it was crazy. But any amount, whatever the amount.
Well, I mean, I wasn't able to get you, a high amount like that. The thing is right now is what really let me see here. Let me pull up your file and kind of go over this with you. So your ending balances was a big concern in your bank statements for us.
Okay.
So I just wanted to, to let you know what I have for you is a small approval. And what it is, it's a kind of a welcome approval, because what we need to do is we want to build that relationship with you, but we want to see first how you handle this small loan. And once this is
Okay.
taken cover, actually, with this program, halfway through, it's a small short-term loan. So it's a 6-month program. In about 3.5 months into this loan, we can get you into another program with more money. But what we need to see first is that we can, you and your business can handle this type of loan, and pay it back, with on time and no type of issues.
Right. I understand. Now, all I want to do is tell you, and you're an underwriter, and there are certain stringent requirements in your company which you have to follow, and I understand that. And I'm a
Correct.
businessman, and I make my own decisions, and so in a way, we are not. We will probably look at it from a slightly different angle. But though we
Sure.
are both business people, and we would try to find a play a meeting point in between. But I want to tell you, ending balances, a businessman doesn't keep money in his account. He's always buying inventory. If you come into my warehouse, I got about $2 million worth of inventory. I'm
Sure.
always buying. I'm always looking. If there's a deal, I don't block it. I was yesterday with a supplier of mine who cleaned out an entire electronics chain, Sixth Avenue Wholesale. He bought everything they had, like every piece of the inventory. But he said, if you ask me for money now, even $10,000, I can't take out. But he bought like maybe $8 or $9 million worth of inventory in electronics. So it's always the case. A businessman doesn't put his money into an account. So if I have low ending balances, that's probably because everything goes into purchases.
Got it, got it. Also, do you still have a balance with Swift right now?
I have a balance, a small balance at Swift. I told your other guy I don't want to discuss too much of my details of what
Sure.
I'm doing, but you could. I have a small balance,
Okay.
and that'll go away. That's free. I've never ever reneged on a payment. I've never bounced a check. I've never not paid a loan in my whole
Sure.
life in 32 years. So that might be visible in my in my
Bank statements.
on the internet, or it might not be. I don't know.
Sure. Okay, well, with that, since you have a current loan out with SWIFT 2, we don't want to over-leverage you, okay? So if you were to have came to us first, we could have got you a very large loan, at least a lot larger than what I was able to get you now. But right now, since you have a current loan with SWIFT, I can only offer you a second position loan, okay? So and do you know what a second position means?
I sort of understand that, yes. What's
okay.
the amount you can lend?
Well, right now I can get you up to $15,400.
Okay, and now you spoke about 6 months repayment. I don't want a 6 month. 6 months is a headache for me. Can't you give me, like, the other guy I spoke to, he was talking 24 months.
Yeah, well, we tried for that. The problem is that with you having the first position loan, it kind of, it's we're really weary on that as far as, like, lending this amount of money with another company being a first position. So we needed to do a smaller amount first just to see where we're at and just to build that relationship. So I know I don't want it to be too tough on you. So, I mean, with this $15,000, it comes out to about $159 a day coming out of your account Monday through Friday. Is that something?
I don't want a daily repayment. I'm sorry. I'm just not interested in a daily. It's just too much headache and accounts to handle, and I'll have to go back to my office to actually see what that means in terms of interest rate. If you're taking out for the first month, it's just an additional headache. I had that with OnDeck once years ago, 5 years ago, so it was just too much of an accounting problem. No, I got to pass. If it's daily, I really have to pass. I don't mind the smaller amounts, but daily is really a big problem for me.
Daily is a big problem for you?
Yeah, it's just a headache. And I know it comes up to much more. The repayment comes up to, it might appear only, you know, what's the total amount I'll pay you back?
So $15,400, you're going to be paying us back $20,000.
So I'll be paying you $20,000, but I have to remember that I'm paying you back from the first day onwards.
Correct.
Partly. So
correct.
That makes a big difference, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if daily is if you can do monthly, I can do something about it, you know, I can go for it. Daily
okay.
is just not worth it for me. It's too much accounting problem. Some days I'm not in, some days I mean, I know it's a $159, it's nothing much, but it's just too much for me.
Well, I mean, you know, what I tell most of my customers is like, hey, you know, this first loan, the $15,400, it comes out to about $3,300 a month, right, is what you're going to be breaking it down to. So if you had a payment for $3,300, you'd probably, you know, be fine once a month. So what we can do is what I would say, suggest for you, is take the $3,300 out of the $15,400 and don't spend that, but leave that in there for the first month of payments. So really what you got, let's see, you got about $12,000 to work with for inventory, right? So with that $12,000, you're going to buy inventory your first month, and you don't have to even worry about a payment because you left the $3,300 in there. That money will come out.
What if I pay off SWIFT and now you become the first?
If you pay off SWIFT, I can, I can see what we can do as far as a first position. Type of loan. I don't have that here because you haven't paid off SWIFT, so it's something I have to revisit and see what I can do for you.
You know, when you say about don't spend the first $3,300, that makes a proper sense. It's a good way of looking at it, but it's just too much of a headache to handle it. You can't do anything weekly?
Just right now we can't, and the reason why it's your first loan with us. Usually we do weekly for our second and third time when you come around, so that because we know that you know we have that relationship with you, we know that you're going to pay it back. There was no issues, so then the second time around, Harry, we say, all right, let's go to weekly for you. You know, we can usually generally get you into better programs, and that's with most of our customers. So with this first time around, I mean, this is getting your foot in the door, and it's really, really, you know, building that relationship with us and seeing what you can do with your business. And like I said, you know, that's what I tell most of my customers, and it really ends up working out. You know, that first month of just not spending that money, leaving it in there, and using the other remaining balance, the other $12,000, to let it work for you. Buy some inventory, sell it, make some money back. Like, you want to, obviously, I know, business perspective, you want to make as much return as possible, especially with the amount of interest you're making. So, and I know the payments can be a pain in the butt. But if you have that set amount just sitting there paying it, you don't have to worry about paying it back that first month.
And then what about the second? I'm not worried about paying it back. It's just the daily accounting, which is a big problem for me.
No. I know. But the daily amount, you don't have to worry about it coming out because you already have that set in there, right? The $3,300. So, and then as you put in more money for the next month, it'll just come out slowly, you know, as you're depositing some of your profits there into the account.
You know, when I did this with OnDeck, it turned out to be such a headache. I never went. They kept calling me after I paid off the loan. I never again took it. So are you, by the way, connected to OnDeck?
No, I mean, we've worked with them before in the past, but we're not, like, connected. We're, you know, that's why we're offering you a loan and not OnDeck is offering you a loan.
What is the difference between what I'm borrowing from you and the amount I'll be paying you back?
Well, the amount you'll be borrowing is $15,400. The amount you'll be paying back is $20,000. So it's actually a really good rate. And generally, to be honest with you, most of the people who take out this loan, so usually it's $15,400 borrow, you end up paying back $23,000. Okay, so it's $3,000 cheaper than what we normally charge to our first-time customers.
Okay, why do most people end up paying up $23,000 $20,000?
Sure, I'm going to be upfront with you. It's because of your credit. Your credit is a little bit better than most other customers. Most of our other customers, well, I would say like a good 45-50% have a lower credit score. So what that means is that they're a higher risk, right? They have shown in the past, even though it's not with us, that they don't pay some of their bills, right? With your credit, you're in the mid 600s. We see, you know, you just have some inquiries on your report. Your credit isn't bad. So with that, we can offer you a better rate because we want you as a customer, right? We want to be able to build this relationship with you and get you this money. And hopefully you can call us in the future, Harry, and say, I need to borrow 50, 60 grand, and we could still get you a good rate at a long term.
So you're paying, you're charging me how much? $4,600 more than what you're giving.
Correct.
For $15,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know that the inventory, the deal which I'm being offered, I'll flip it and I'll make much more than that. I know that.
That's awesome.
I'll double my money because one of my other businesses is on the internet. It's Cassie Cosmetics. The markup is much bigger. So I know I can do that, but the daily thing is a problem. If you can do weekly, I'd say yes right now.
I can see what I can do, but I'll talk to my manager here and see you know how that goes. But it's usually not gonna, you know, doesn't happen that way. We just can't get the weeklies on a first time customer being borrowing the money from us.
Well, Swift gave it to me weekly on the very first time.
I know. And, you know, unfortunately, that's just not for us. We had to have usually a better credit score to get there.
What about, are there any other fees which are hidden you haven't mentioned to me about?
Yes, there is one fee. There is a $400 fee. So you will net $15,000. The approval is $15,400.
Now, that's something you should have told me right in the initial stages. Now, well, I'm getting into from 15, I got to pay you not 4,600, but I got to pay you 5,000. I think I'm not comfortable with that.
Well, I mean, that's the only fee. That's an origination fee. So, I mean, that's a fee that we would go over as far as like when the documents come out to you. I'm just telling you that now, even though the documents aren't in front of you. Like, I can send you. So what I can do for you, Harry, is if you send me a driver's license and void a check, I can get you the documents, the actual contract, and you can read it over. On the contract, it'll show a $400 fee, and you would net $15,000, right? So we spoke about $15,000. You're still netting $15,000.
No, you didn't speak about 15,000. You spoke about 15,400.
15,400, yeah. So minus the fee, but that's usually, I don't usually go over that with you until, you know, it's something that you're interested in, and then the docs come out, and then usually, and there's other fees too, but I can get the other ones taken care of. The $400 fee is just something I can't get rid of. That's a fee that's going to be there.
What are the documents which I need to sign?
It would be the contract that you would need to sign to complete it.
What's that? Will you give me two copies of that contract, or would there be one copy?
There's just one contract, one copy of it. I mean, you would just send it back and keep the original.
Oh, sir, there'd be two copies, one original and one for me to sign and send back to you, is it?
Well, I mean, the one I send to you is what you would print out and then sign it and then send it back, just fax it.
What would I have for my records?
The ones you signed.
Well, but that would be with you, not with me.
No, you're faxing it back. When you fax it, I don't get...
Oh, you never mentioned anything about faxing it back. You just said sign and send it back to me.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, if you
fax right now.
No, well, that's what when I say send, that's what I mean is by email or by fax, whatever's easier.
Okay.
No, nobody actually mails me a contract.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's what I'm like. There's just one copy.
I'm not comfortable with both these things about a daily repayment and a $400 initiation fee. I'm really not. I don't see why it should be so much. The Swift waive the fees for me. If you can waive it, that's fine.
Yeah, sure.
I'll work with you.
So you're telling me the $400 fee is the only thing that's holding you back from that?
That and the daily thing. You said you'll speak to the higher-ups about weekly repayments.
Okay. Let me see what I could do, Harry, and I'll give you a call back.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.